This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Good morning, sir. We have our Isle of Wight weather guru here.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. So, we're now talking about fireworks night, aren't we?
Yes, bonfire night tonight.
Bonfire night tonight. And what have we got in store for the weather? Because yesterday was horrible.
Yesterday, it wasn't good, was it? It was forecast, the rain, yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not saying...
I think it started a little bit earlier than we thought and carried on a little bit longer than we thought as well. So, unfortunately, that's going to sort of dampen down things a little bit.
Well, yeah, but we're not getting any more today. That's the main thing.
No more rain today. We sort of keep the cloudy theme. It's going to stay chilly tonight, especially with the northerly airflow that we've got at the moment. We are expecting the wind to pick up a little bit, so that's going to sort of like knock down the feel of the temperature as well.
Right.
But I mean, we're looking at between sort of 6 and 9 o'clock tonight. It should be quite good.
Should be ideal for fireworks.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Not too windy. Not misty.
Nope.
And not raining.
Not raining, no.
Well, my wife and I, with large kids, really, we've got some sparklers, and we're going to have jacket potatoes and sausages.
As you do, yeah.
And we'll have the beer afterwards, because you don't mix fireworks and alcohol. Not a good idea. But so we've got a nice night, which is excellent. So you delivered for us there, then, really.
Fingers crossed, yeah. I know there's a few different sort of organised events going off tonight. So
yes, I'm going to list those in a little bit.
So hopefully it should be good.
Try and get out to one of those if you can. If you're not doing your own thing at home, try and get out to one of those, because people spend, particularly the voluntary organisations, spend a lot of time organising those things. And
definitely, and it's good to get out for a bit, isn't it, as well? Get a bit of fresh air.
And it's going to be fresh air tonight. And
definitely.
It's going to be a nice, like, wrap up warm. Yeah, get something warm inside you before you
ready.
Go. Yeah, take a flask of soup. Or my mum used to do steam syrup sponge for us on firework night.
So, oh, lovely.
So we're all stoked up with way too much carbohydrate.
Yeah.
By today's standards, but not by those.
But nice and warm from
nice
the inside
warm.
Out.
Yeah, that's it. Lovely. So that's excellent. So what's the weather trends looking like anyway, in general?
They're pretty much where we would expect them for this time of year. It's looking like it's going to stay mainly dry.
Good.
But we do think that the wind's going to start to pick up, so which we need really this time of year.
We need to get the leaves off the trees.
Get those dead horrible leaves off the trees and everything.
Yes, we do need that. And we need that rain yesterday, because it has been very, very dry.
It has been dry, yeah. I mean, again, so far this month, it's been well below average for the rainfall, and so was last month.
Before you came in, we had Caroline Knox on the NFU talking about food and farming. And
I was listening.
Some parts of the country are actually still in drought, and the crops aren't germinating because the ground is too dry.
Well, I read something on Twitter yesterday. It was from Visit Isle of Wight people. And they put a tweet up, something about the UK mainland is well and truly into winter now, but the islands is hanging on to autumn.
We are definitely hanging on to autumn, particularly if you go down in some of the microclimates like Ventnor. It's definitely down there.
It's balmy down there. It's like
excellent.
Like so the tropics.
What else can we expect?
That's it, really.
A bit more wind,
as
you'd expect.
The temperatures, again, I think from what we've been used to, it's going to definitely feel a lot cooler with the wind and that airflow that we're going to keep for a little while. So it'd be a case of wrapping up warm, but fingers crossed, you should be able to leave your bodies at home.
Good, excellent stuff. Right, so is there anything else you want to tell us?
A couple of things that coming up. Obviously, we got all our Christmas stuff now that we're transferring over from the old servers onto the new servers. So that's going to be ready soon. It's all going to have a nice new look. Our White Christmas forecast is now live on the site.
Excellent.
So you can go there and see what we think it's going to be like Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're in planning mode for the toy appeal. And we're asking for suggestions if anybody would like to see us do anything for that. Brilliant. And also, and this is the slogan a little bit that we've gone with. We're putting the weather back in Wroxall.
Okay.
So the Wroxall weather website has been revitalised a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much a website anymore. It's more of a web page. And you can just go to that. It's just the usual address, Wroxall Weather. and it's really for the people in Wroxall.
Okay.
And the surrounding areas. They can see what the weather is doing.
A very, very there. Local forecast.
But it's part of the new weather centre.
Okay. So how can people find out where you are on the internet?
Okay. You can search Isle of Wight Weather Centre.
Yep.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Periscope, all of those. Or you can go direct to us, and it's iwweather.org.uk.
iwweather.org.uk, and you heard it here first. We're going to have a great night for fireworks.
Definitely.
And we'll find out a bit more about whether we're going to get snow at Christmas on your snow app.
Yes.
And of course, the Santa tracker will be coming up in... Well, towards the end of next month.
Towards the end of next month, really, well, yeah.
If you're around, we'll have you in Christmas Eve, and you can tell us all about Santa.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I'll see you again soon. And in the meantime, we'll take a break and go up to the news. www.vectisradio.com